Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the past interviews that we've conducted with Joel Barker. Find a topic that's on your mind, that's something that interests you, and it's a pretty good chance over the last several years, coming up on 7 years now as a member of our Brain Trust, you'll find something that Joel and I have talked about. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. Joel Barker, folks, as you know, is one of the top futurists of our time. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Yeah, JoelBarker.com. And they, of the three or four things we do each month, there's about two dozen to three dozen things like this that will be found at my site. So if they like what this kind of discussion goes, they just have to go click on a short look at the long view part of my website.
So check it out. All right, so let's talk about, in the previous segment, we're talking a little bit about the environment. Let's talk about energy. And one of the things that we certainly have plenty of in on Earth is wind, especially if you're around a talk show host, Joel. And we got lots of wind. People have been talking about putting a windmill outside of all studios. And so, but you've been doing some work on this, and you've determined you've discovered that some people are saying that wind can now be competitive with coal. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, the Australians have been doing the research, and Bloomberg, they do an analysis of this as well, said that in Australia already wind farms now can generate electricity for between $80 and $113 per megawatt hour. That's Australian dollars, by the way. Mm-hmm. Whereas a new coal plant in Australia would cost $176 per megawatt.
Well, now, is that with subsidies for the wind and restrictions and penalties on the coal, or is that just open economy?
Half yes. It's no subsidies for the wind, but it is a carbon tax on the coal. So yeah. Bloomberg said if we took the carbon tax away, what would it be? $126. It's still more expensive than wind. So what's going on is Jim, this fits to our market discussion. Mm-hmm. Mass production, constant innovation, because there's a competitive deal going on with windmills, it's driving down the price of wind.
But in America, that's not what's happening, is it? I mean, wind is not competitive in America.
Actually, it's becoming competitive in America, except for the natural gas plants.
Yeah.
And what we really want to have happen is we want to have the coal plants be replaced by the natural gas, burn natural gas that cuts carbon footprint per plant by 50%. It's a huge carbon reduction as we build our windmills. So let's add a new piece of technology that you and I were talking about. I talk about how we can learn from nature, biomimicry. It's a really important thing. And so there's a guy, and you will not believe his name. His name is Frank Fish, who was studying whales. Anyway, You can't make this up.
Even though a whale is not a fish, it's still funny. Go ahead, Joel.
That's right. Okay, so Frank is looking at a sculpture of a whale and looking at bumps that are on the front of its fins. The carbuncles. Mm-hmm. Barnacles. They're kind of like barnacles, but they're actually a growth.
Yeah, right.
It's not something sticking to it.
But the barnacles are on it, but you're right. It's like a little knob.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect word. It's a knob on the front.
A bunch of them.
And he said the artist is clearly wrong because that would screw up the aerodynamics of the clean fin.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he went and talked to the artist. The artist said, no, here, look at the pictures. And he said, my God, the bumps are on the front instead of the back. What's going on? So he ran a test taking a standard aerodynamic wing, put bumps on the front, and the efficiencies went way up.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the wing was working much, much better. They are afraid to give us percentages, by the way. They're actually saying we're trying to get all the research done, but what we can tell you is 50% is probably not unusual.
And okay. So the idea is to put these to build these kinds of indentions or bumps on the leading edges of the windmills.
The leading edge. By the way, this is a paradigm shift because current theory says you don't. You have a smooth leading edge.
Right.
This shows us it's just the opposite. Now, if that is the case, you can retrofit every windmill in the world and dramatically increase its efficiency. What does that do to the cost, Jim? It allows the run in lower wind and safer because even in the higher winds, it breaks up the pressure wave so that what it does is it channels it. It creates a whole bunch of channels between the bumps, and those increase the speed of the wind, and the end result is every propeller you know could be more efficient.
Isn't it interesting what we're still learning about air movement? The winglets, when you see the newer jets out there, you see the winglets, the little tip-ups on the end?
Yep.
That has those little, just adding the winglets to those aircraft increased the speed 3 to 5 knots, lowered the stall speed, and increased the efficiency of the airplane just by adding a little winglet on the outside.
Now add some bumps on the leading edge, and it's all over another
round. I'm not sure.
I'm
going to question whether the bumps could work on a wing, and because wings don't just turn. You know, they don't turn like a windmill. They don't just move in a circle. They actually create lift, and the lift is because of the difference in the pressure of the air going over the wings. So I'm going to have to hold my judgment on whether it's good for lift.
Keep track of it. It's called whale power. If you want to Google it, whale power.
And whale bumps, folks. Check that out. Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Girl, to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.